Welcome to Levi's Stadium. This is the Between the Lines post-game report where the Vikings have dropped their season opener 20-3 to the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Mike Wobschall, joined by Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Paul, where do we begin?
Well, there are 15 games remaining in the regular season, so there will be a lot of negativity off this, and rightfully so. Losing a National Football League game is one thing. Getting defeated 20-3 in your season opener, I don't think many saw that coming. Adrian Peterson didn't rush for many yards. We were all excited to see Adrian come back. Teddy got sacked 5 times. Blair Walsh missed a field goal. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
We come in talking about Adrian Peterson, we leave talking about Carlos Hyde. I think there might be a lot of people who won their fantasy football games because of Carlos Hyde tonight, unfortunately for us.
Well, there were 2 28s on the field, and the one for San Francisco outran ours, and quite honestly, it wasn't even close. So, you know, with 15 games left to go in the season, obviously there's an opportunity to right this wrong this evening, beginning next Sunday against the Lions. But the point of emphasis for the Vikings defense in the offseason, Wobby, was to fix the leaky run defense last year. The Vikings gave up 121.5 rushing yards per game last year. I think that was 25th in the NFL. At the end of the equation tonight, we gave up well over 200 rushing yards, and, you know, that's a problem.
We talked about this in the radio booth during the call. When you have those special teams highlight caliber plays that we had in the first quarter, but you get 0 points off of them, that does not bode well for the rest of the season.
Excellent point, because off the Anderson Dejo blocked field goal, nice return by Marcus Sherrills. Then you had the muffed punt by the Aussie. We had really good field position early in the game and couldn't do anything with it. And I wonder if when Blair Walsh missed that kick, if that was a little deflating to the sidelines. I'm certainly not going to pin the loss on that. But San Francisco is a run-first operation that bullied us all night tonight. And that's a concern off 1 week.
In the NFL, a lot of times coaches will tell you it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. I would have to imagine it was not as good as it seemed in the preseason, and it's not as bad as it seems right now. Got to bounce back quickly against Detroit, division opponent, next week.
Yeah, no doubt. When we get the opportunity through the Vikings Entertainment Network to watch the all 22 of every play, I'm sure we're going to see some things that are eye-opening to us. Maybe with the middle linebacker spot, I'll be curious to see what they do with that. Andrew Sendejo started at safety. I thought Andrew played okay, but Robert Blant was playing at the end of the game. And the offensive line was a big talker into this game, with John Sullivan out for half the year, Phil Loadhole out for the entire year, and Teddy got sacked 5 times. So there are some negative talkers off this game, and you know, you need to beat Detroit Sunday.
A lot to correct. 15 games to go, have to bounce back quickly against Detroit. That is the theme of the Between the Lines post-game report. Thank you, Paul, for joining us.
All right, well,
Vikings and Lions this Sunday coming up at home, University of Minnesota. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for all of the post-game reaction and the preview content for Vikings and Lions.